Police departments around the country are facing challenges in finding enough recruits to make up for retirements by baby boomers and for resignations.
And the story is the same here in Wisconsin. For example, applications to join Madison's police department are down more than 40% in the last 5 years, and the rate of resignations has doubled in the same period of time.
Madison Police Chief Mike Koval attributes losing officers and the failure to attract new recruits to, quote, the unrelenting toxicity of the incessant criticism and scapegoating of the police.
Jim Palmer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He was just also appointed to Governor-elect Evers' Advisory Council on Public Safety and Criminal Justice Reform. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
How big a challenge is it for police forces around Wisconsin to recruit new officers?
Well, I can tell you, first, there's really no state agency or no repository to know for sure. I mean, no agency collects the data relative to law enforcement applicants or, the number of individuals that go into our law enforcement academies throughout the state. But I will tell you that as, I interact with our membership, and, we represent, just nearly 10,000 members across the state, as I interact with our membership and police chiefs and sheriffs throughout Wisconsin, the most consistent theme that resonates is that they're having extraordinary difficulty attracting qualified candidates.
What about the size of the communities? You said it's fairly consistent throughout the state, but what about the size of the communities? Does that have an impact?
It does. I think smaller agencies throughout the state actually, in some respects, have a much more difficult problem because, they can't, provide the salary and benefits that a larger agency can. At the same time, a larger agency has different issues with crime and different criminal components that they have to combat. So, there are two sides to that coin. But when it comes to recruiting candidates, it does appear to be a statewide problem. Yeah. And it's one that affects local jurisdictions in particular.
Well, let's look at some of the possible causes. We've talked on the show in the past about how low unemployment can make it hard for some industries to find workers. Is that a factor for law enforcement as well?
I think that may be a component. There have been other times in our history where we've had low unemployment, and it doesn't seem as though law enforcement has had the difficulty that it currently is enduring in terms of attracting qualified candidates. So I think that probably plays a role, but it does seem that there are some indicators to suggest that the sentiment amongst many is that law enforcement is a dangerous job. That's not news to anyone. But it's a highly scrutinized one as well, yeah. And I think that has definitely had an impact.
Now, as you know, thousands of baby boomers are retiring across many different industries every single day across the country. Is that also a factor in the lack of numbers in terms of recruiting?
Absolutely. As you have more baby boomers retire, there's huge numbers that result in attrition. And there just aren't the new individuals coming into the profession, or at least expressing an interest in coming into the profession. And that really does represent a very disturbing issue, and it doesn't portend very well for our future in terms of providing public safety throughout the state.
The Wisconsin Professional Police Association has data from surveys of both law enforcement officers and the public to try to get a better sense of where challenges and opportunities are. So overall, how do Wisconsinites view law enforcement in their communities? Is there a difference, first of all, among racial lines?
There is somewhat of a distinction. What we found, though, is, and we just take half a step back, we started this effort about 6 years ago, and we really wanted to, as the state's largest law enforcement group, play a more proactive role in facilitating a public discourse on issues related to policing. And, you see it in a lot of places throughout the country, police groups are kind of left to respond to controversies when they arise. And we really wanted to be part of a more constructive, ongoing public dialogue. And so we started this public polling effort, something we commissioned to the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. And we wanted to gauge, where are people on any number of criminal justice issues? How do they feel about law enforcement officers? And one of the themes that has carried over each of the 6 years that we've had this poll done is that Wisconsinites do hold police officers in very high regard. And so we, this polling effort and the publicity we try to draw to it each year and is something that we do as much for the benefit of our members and those interested in potentially pursuing a career in law enforcement as we do the general public. And we think that hopefully has served to help some. Earlier this year, we conducted a survey of our membership. We included 103 officers from 30 agencies throughout the state, and we did find that the officers are generally satisfied with their jobs, but a growing number of them, it would appear, would not recommend law enforcement as a profession. And a significant majority, more than half, they noted a decline in the morale within their departments within the last 5 years. And that's something that all, the entire state should be concerned about.
What about the size of the community that people live in? Did that affect how they answered?
It did. For the public poll, yes, it did. Those in smaller communities tended to have a higher favorability rating of law enforcement officers. Same would be true of older demographics. Older individuals tended to hold police officers in higher regard.
Jim Palmer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He was also just appointed to the Governor-elect Evers Advisory Council on Public Safety and Criminal Justice Reform. You asked both police officers and the public if they think working in law enforcement is getting more or less safe. What did you hear from folks?
We did ask those questions, and it was clear that people do have a sense that the job of a law enforcement officer is becoming less safe, and that's a sentiment that is shared by officers working within the state today.
Now, police-involved shootings can bring a lot of negative attention to law enforcement. Do you have a sense of how those incidents affect how the public views police?
I think, really, when there are controversial incidents that occur throughout the country, obviously those garner a great deal of publicity, and certain narratives that emerge from the national media more so than anywhere in the state. And those clearly have an impact on how officers feel about their jobs and how they think the public feels about them. Here in Wisconsin, we really have, I think, been ahead of the curve in that regard. As you may well know, the WPPA worked with citizen advocates in 2013 and 14 in order to establish Wisconsin as the first state in the country to mandate independent investigations of officer-involved deaths. And we think that maintaining the public's trust is essentially important to, to the law enforcement's mission. And to date, only three states in the country have enacted that kind of reform. And so we try to be ahead of the curve, try to be a responsible participant in the public dialogue on these issues. And hopefully that has helped. I don't think that the local instances, any critical incident or officer-involved shooting is impactful within the community in which it takes place.
Sure.
And so that's not to undermine that at all. But hopefully, these larger, broader things and efforts that in which we've engaged have helped curb that somewhat.
In the 2018 survey of the public, 94% of the respondents said that they are in favor of requiring law enforcement officers to wear body cameras. Do you think that could improve relationships with the communities being served?
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. That's something as an organization that we've long supported. We recognize that, it is still somewhat of an emerging technology, and it's not perfect. I mean, there are things that a camera can't do that the human eye can. But anything that can provide, more in the way of evidence that the public can see in terms of and evaluate in terms of how an officer made the decision they did to use force, for example, I think benefits not only the public and the certainty they have about these situations, but the officers that have to, carry out those duties.
Also, in the 2018 survey of law enforcement officers at your annual conference, only 21% said that morale in the department was better than it was 5 years ago, and 25% said it was much worse. Do you have a sense of what might be contributing to that?
I really do think it stems in significant part from the national narratives that our members see in the media, and coupled with what appears to be a very clear decline in the number of people pursuing a career in the profession, I think that has made officers feel that they're heavily scrutinized and in their view oftentimes unfairly so. And as the state's largest law enforcement group, we just try to inform both our members and the public and bring about a more constructive public dialogue.
What efforts are you aware of here in Wisconsin to address that?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of local agencies have had to resort to essentially marketing campaigns in order to attract candidates. And so that's something that we've seen that the Madison Police Department, Milwaukee, Wausau has an excellent campaign of that nature. That's something that clearly has had more agencies feel the need to do. We've also, our organization has worked with other organizations around the state, like the American Legion, to sponsor week-long youth academies, so that, you know, we can provide you know, kids and juniors and seniors in high school with the opportunity to get some exposure to law enforcement and the issues that that profession confronts, and again, to try and warm people up to the profession and recognize how much of an important calling it really is.
Jim, thanks for taking the time for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jim Palmer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He was just also appointed to Governor-elect Evers' Advisory Council on Public Safety and Criminal Justice Reform. He was with us to talk about recruitment challenges for police forces in Wisconsin and beyond.
Coming up, our next guest says the way one Wisconsin town recovered from a major flood 40 years ago should serve as a model for communities around the nation. We'll find out why coming up on Central Time.